From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. First, the headlines. Indonesia encourages COVID-19 handling in G20 presidencies. Government encourages micro, small, medium enterprises to penetrate global market. Now, the news in details. The Indonesian Health Ministry stated that Indonesia will play a strategic role in pushing for the complications of the COVID-19 pandemic in its G20 presidency. Director of Prevention and Control of Infectious Disease at the Health Ministry, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, said that the policy could also be directed to anticipate possible pandemics in the future and strengthen collaboration among members of the group of G20 and global community. To this end, she urged the government to work together with everyone, both at national and global scales, in resolving the COVID-19 pandemic. Siti Nadia compelled all parties to reinforce their collaboration to handle COVID-19 better. The Ministry of Cooperative Small and Medium-Scale Enterprises has encouraged micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, to improve competitiveness in a bid to penetrate the global market and increase their contribution to Indonesia's export. This was stated by Deputy for MSMEs at the Ministry, Hanung Harimba Rahman, in a statement on Sunday. He made the statement at the launching of 150 containers of MSME soap export to 6 countries in Africa and the Middle East on Saturday. He added that the government has targeted to increase the MSME's contribution to 17% to the total exports by 2024 from currently 15.6%. To reach the target, the MSMEs would need to have cheaper logistical costs and faster administrative services for export. The Religious Affairs Ministry has suspended the departures of Umrah pilgrims starting from January 15 to give authorities time to evaluate the One Gate Policy or OGP scheme and to monitor the Omicron variant transmission in Indonesia and Saudi Arabia. This was stated by the Ministry Director General of Hajj and Umrah, Hilman, in a statement received by Antara on Sunday. The Umrah pilgrims who had departed on January 8 are scheduled to arrive in Indonesia on January 17, and the ministry will check possible transmission of Omicron among the pilgrims. Let's move on to the international news. Thailand has reported its first death from the highly contagious Omicron coronavirus variants, a health official said on Sunday. The death, an 86-year-old woman from the southern province of Songkhla, came after Thailand's detected its first Omicron case last month that led to the reinstatement of its mandatory COVID-19 quarantine for foreign visitors. Such death was expected as the country has so far reported over 10,000 Omicron cases and Thailand would not need further containment measures. China on Sunday reported 65 locally transmitted COVID-19 cases for January 15, including the first Omicron case in Beijing, just weeks from the February 4th start of the city's Winter Olympic Games and country's Lunar New Year's holiday. That was down from 104 comparable cases a day earlier, as the outbreak in the northwestern city of Shan winds down after strict lockdowns. But the highly transmissible Omicron variant has been detected in at least 5 provinces and municipalities, prompting cities to impose curbs to stop its spread and threatening to further undercut slowing economic growth. Some Beijing's residents concerned about being trapped in the city for the upcoming week-long Lunar New Year's holiday are rushing to travel back home early because of the Omicron case. Denmark lifted a number of coronavirus restrictions that allowed the reopening of certain venues on Sunday, despite the spread of the Omicron variant in the country. Cinemas, zoo, museums and theatres were among the places that could welcome visitors again. Limited numbers of spectators also were allowed to attend indoor and outdoor sports events. Visitors are required to provide proof that they have been vaccinated or have recovered or recently tested negative for COVID-19. The government is planning to relax coronavirus restrictions further in Denmark, a country of 5.8 million, on January 31st. Australia and New Zealand dispatched surveillance flights on Monday to assess the damage in Tonga, isolated from the rest of the world due to the eruptions of an underwater volcano that triggered a tsunami and blanketed the Pacific island with ash. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's pledge to provide support for Tonga as early as possible, but said the volcano ash had hampered relief efforts. Australia's Minister for the Pacific, Zed Sizilza, said initial reports suggested no mass casualties and that the airport appears to be in relatively good condition, but there was significant damage to roads and bridges. Sizilza said Australia was liaising with the United States, New Zealand and French and other countries to coordinate responses. Today's news will continue with commentary for today on Indonesia's temporary stops the departure for Umrah pilgrims. The Indonesian government has begun to allow the departure of Umrah pilgrims to Saudi Arabia. In Indonesia, where the majority of the population is Muslim, Umrah is one of the important worship that many people covet. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, the implementation, which involves a trip to Mecca, Saudi Arabia, has been forced to stop. However, with the development of COVID-19 cases that are slopping around the world, especially in Indonesia, the Umrah service has begun to be carried out again. This year's first Umrah pilgrims left Indonesia on January 8, 2022. There are 1,731 pilgrims who have departed using the One Gate Policy or OGP scheme. Director General of Hajj and Umrah at the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, Hilman Latif, said that the one-stop policy scheme requires all Umrah pilgrims to undergo quarantine for one day before flying to Saudi Arabia via Soekarno-Hatta Airport. They must carry out health screening and complete documents, including standard PCR examinations from the Ministry of Health. However, more recently, the ministry stated that it was temporarily suspending flights for Umrah pilgrims starting January 15, 2022. This decision was an effort to evaluate the One Gate Policy or OGP scheme, including monitoring the development of the Omicron variant in Indonesia and Saudi Arabia. According to the schedule, the Umrah pilgrims who departed on January 8 will return to Indonesia today, January 17, 2022. The Director General of Hajj and Umrah will observe the health conditions of the pilgrims upon arrival in the country, including in the context of the development of the Omicron virus. Given the increasing number of people who have been exposed to the Omicron variant recently, the policy of temporarily stopping the departures of Umrah pilgrims must be understood by prospective Umrah pilgrims and Umrah travel organizers. The circular letter of the Director General of Hajj and Umrah Organization of the Ministry of Religion mentions that there are various rules for Umrah pilgrims after traveling abroad. It is mandatory to carry out quarantine in accordance with the provisions of the COVID-19 task force at hotels that have obtained legality. The quarantine period stipulated for foreign travelers entering Indonesia is 7 times 24 hours. The temporary suspensions and evaluations of the organization of the Umrah pilgrimage is, of course, for the good of many people. Director General of Hajj and Umrah Hilman Latif has also emphasized that this evaluation is carried out in line with the development of Omicron in Indonesia and Saudi Arabia. Prevention is always better than cure, including comprehensive preventions of the spread of the Omicron virus that could occur from the Umrah pilgrimage. The steps taken by the government and followed by all parties are expected to prevent Indonesia from experiencing a peak in cases of the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus, which is predicted to occur in mid-February to early March 2022. Hopefully, no Umrah pilgrims are exposed to the COVID-19 virus with all its variants, especially the Omicron variant. May the evaluation that will be carried out by the Ministry of Religion will be successful, so the departure of Umrah pilgrims can be carried out again. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Story starts with the event on January 17, 1948, when the Ranville Agreement was signed by Indonesia and the Netherlands. The Ranville Agreement was an agreement between Indonesia and the Netherlands, which was mediated by a commission of three countries, namely the US, Australia, and Belgium. The agreement began in December 1947 and it was signed on January 17, 1948, on the US warship deck USS Ranville as a neutral place which docked at Tanjung Priok Port in Jakarta. The most important content of the Ranville Agreement is that the Dutch only recognized Central Java, Yogyakarta, and Sumatra as Indonesian territory. The existence of a demarcation line of Indonesian territory and the Dutch and Indonesian force must leave territories which were controlled by the Dutch. But the Ranville Agreement was violated after the Dutch launched the aggression on Yogyakarta and arrested President Sukarno and Vice President Mohammad Hatta. Next event is that in 1961, when Congo leader Patrice Lumumba was killed. Patrice Lumumba was an anti-colonial leader of Anti-Colonial of Africa and the first Prime Minister of the Republic of Democratic Congo, who was elected democratically after independence from Belgium in June 1960. Patrice Lumumba restored the dignity of his country, but it was opposed by the West, especially Belgium, France, and the US. Thus, the three countries conspired with the local regime in Congo, leader of the tribe and military, to overthrow Lumumba. 10 weeks later, Patrice Lumumba's leadership was overthrown by coup d'etat. Then he was jailed and killed on January 17, 1961, an action which was conducted by assistance of the Belgian government. Finally, in 2002, the Belgian government officially apologized to Congo people for involvement in the coup and killed Patrice Lumumba. Today in story with the event in 1995, earthquake shook Kobe City. An earthquake measuring 7.2 on the Richter scale devastated Kobe City in Japan and killed more than 6,400 people, injured more than 40,000 residents, and left about 300,000 people homeless. According to the Japan Times, this earthquake was the first major earthquake to hit the city. It was the Japan's biggest disaster since World War II. The earthquake occurred in the morning at around 5:46 local time. Although the earthquake lasted only about 12 seconds, there were about 240,000 houses destroyed by this severe tremor, including the city's infrastructure, which was also destroyed. As a result, around 360,000 people had to be evacuated to refugee locations that are considered safer. And listener, that's today in history. Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery continues to increase the productivities of domestic aquaculture. In addition to initiating a breakthrough program, it also supports the development of aquaculture initiated by cultivating communities. Organizations as well as private parties in encouraging increased productivity. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Sakti Wahyutrenggono, stated, after witnessing the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Indonesian Aquaculture Society, MAI, and Norway Connect. Norway Connect is an organization that facilitates companies from Norway who will conduct business activities in the Southeast Asia region, including Indonesia. A Memorandum of Understanding was also signed between PT Multidaya Aquaculture Indonesia and Seven Stones Indonesia, a company oriented towards onboarding support for Nordic and local companies wishing to enter the Indonesian market share or the European market share from Indonesia. The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding took place in Jakarta last Wednesday, January 12th. Minister Trenggono said this collaboration is also an effort to strengthen relations between Indonesia and Norway in the marine and fisheries sector. He admitted that Norway has qualified aquaculture cultivation technology that can be adopted by cultivators in Indonesia to increase the volume and quality of products. On the same occasion, Norwegian Ambassador to Indonesia, Ruth Kruger Giverin, also appreciated the cooperation that has been established. She believes the joint agreement will help increase aquaculture cultivation development in Indonesia. Ruth Kruger also ensures that her country is ready to share experiences with Indonesia, both in the field of technology, cultivation practices, and markets. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian Aquaculture Society, Rohmin Tahuri, explained, with this Memorandum of Understanding, there is potential investment of $35 million, especially for superior aquaculture commodities such as venom shrimp, grouper, and barramundi. In addition, there is support for blue economy programs, including mangrove planting, coral reef rehabilitations, and the development of community-scale cultivation activities.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We'll be right back.
Semakin ku menyangkal itu, semakin menghujam semua tentangmu. Mengapa rindu? Semakin menghujam semua tentangmu.
Dari Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Beras Basah is a small island located in the Makassar Strait. Administratively, this island is included in the area of Bontang City, East Kalimantan. This beautiful island is now a destination for diving and snorkeling lovers. The fastest access to reach this island is via the Badak NGL Pier by using a speedboat about 15 minutes. Another access is via Tanjung Limau Pier and Tanjung Laut Bontang City by using a motorized boat approximately 1 hour. Beras Basah in English means wet rice. According to the local folklore, a long time ago, there was a ship belonging to the Kutai Sultanate that was sailing in the Makassar Strait. The ship was carrying food, one of which was rice. Then the ship sank when hit by a big wave and spilled its baggage. Because the sea where the ship sank was shallow, the ship's cargo, which was mostly rice, did not sink, but some appeared like a mound. Over time, the mound of rice turned into a white sandy island like rice, which is always wet because it is surrounded by the ocean. Ras Basa Island, which is located in the middle of the sea, used to have an area of approximately 5 hectares. Because it has been eroded by seawater, the island is now only about 2 hectares wide. But its beauty is unquestionable. The beach is clean and it has white sand with seawater, which is clear turquoise, aiding coconut trees scattered in several places to provide shade. This area is comfortable for relaxing. In addition, on this island, there are also gazebos, changing rooms, toilets, and stalls. On the island of Baras Basa, you can also play with banana boats and other activities. If you like the beauty of the sea, you can try diving and snorkeling. You can also walk along the beach, and if you are lucky, you can find marine animals such as sea urchins, squid, and sea cucumbers. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yakinkan cinta untukku Walau cemburu merayu Selalu menginginmu Hingga cinta jadi candu Dan buatku terus memburu dirimuMati cinta sendiri dulu Membiarkan aksara asmara Bercanda padaku Kamu belum seutuhnya Coba cintaku Walau harus masih ku tunggu dirimu meninggalkanKau pun sudah tahu itu cintaku Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu Membiarkan
dengarkan bisikan hatimu tentang kita berdua. Cepat sudah kau tinggalkan dia.
Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, walau harus pahit ku telan sakitku.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Apa Bedanya, which means What's the Difference? Stay tuned. Listen to this conversation about apa bedanya, which means what's the difference. On car free day, when Kevin is jogging, a young kid is crying because his balloon is burst. Kevin wants to buy him a new balloon. A balloon seller asks Kevin to choose which balloon he wants to buy.
Pak, saya ingin membeli balon.
Silahkan dipilih, nak.
Berapa jenis balon yang Bapak jual?
Ada banyak, silahkan dilihat-lihat dulu.
Berapa harga balon yang merah ini, Pak?
Harganya Rp3.000.
Kalau yang hijau, Pak?
Rp5.000.
Apa perbedaan balon yang merah dengan yang hijau, Pak?
Balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah, nak.
Kalau begitu, saya beli dua ya, Pak.
Yang mana, nak? Yang merah atau yang hijau?
Yang hijau, Pak.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today, namely, apa bedanya, which means what's the difference. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya ingin membeli balon, which means I want to buy the balloon. Silakan dipilih, which means please choose one. Silakan dilihat-lihat dulu. Silakan dilihat-lihat dulu, which means please have a look. Berapa harga balon ini? Berapa harga balon ini, which means how much is this balloon? Rp3.000. Rp3.000, which means Rp3.000. Apa perbedaan yang merah dengan yang hijau? Apa perbedaan yang merah dengan yang hijau? Which means, what's the difference between the red and the green one? Balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah. Balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah. Which means, the green balloon is bigger than the red one. Bahasa Indonesia. Bahasa Indonesia, which means Indonesian language. Nilaimu lebih bagus daripada nilaiku. Nilaimu lebih bagus daripada nilaiku, which means your score is better than mine. Rumahmu lebih bagus daripada rumahku. Rumahmu lebih bagus daripada rumahku. Which means, your house is nicer than mine. Tulisanku kurang besar daripada tulisanmu. Tulisanku kurang besar daripada tulisanmu. Which means, my handwriting is less bigger than yours. Lebih tinggi, which means taller. Rambut lurus, which means straight hair. Gemuk, gemuk, which means fat. In the dialogue, there is an expression, balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah. Balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah, which means the green balloon is bigger than the red one. The expression is used to compare two green and red balloons. Besides the expression, lebih daripada, which means more than, there is also another expression for comparison, namely kurang daripada, which means less than. The comparative expression is usually followed by adjective. For example, nilai bahasa Indonesiamu lebih bagus daripada nilaiku. Nilai bahasa Indonesiamu lebih bagus daripada nilaiku, which means your Indonesian score is better than mine. Rumahmu lebih jauh daripada rumahku. Rumahmu lebih jauh daripada rumahku, which means your house is further than mine. Tulisanku kurang besar daripada tulisanmu. Tulisanku kurang besar daripada tulisanmu, which means my handwriting is less bigger than yours. Besides for comparing objects, the comparative expression is also used to compare people. For example, Ari lebih tinggi daripada Andi. Ari lebih tinggi daripada Andi, which means Ari is taller than Andi. Rambut Maya lebih lurus daripada Sarah. Rambut Maya lebih lurus daripada Sarah, which means Maya's hair is straighter than Sarah's. Aku kurang gemuk daripada kamu. Aku kurang gemuk daripada kamu, which means I'm less fatter than you. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pak, saya ingin membeli balon.
Silahkan dipilih, nak.
Berapa jenis balon yang Bapak jual?
Ada banyak. Silahkan dilihat-lihat dulu.
Berapa harga balon yang merah ini, Pak?
Harganya Rp3.000.
Kalau yang hijau, Pak?
Rp5.000.
Apa perbedaan balon yang merah dengan yang hijau, Pak?
Balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah, nak.
Kalau begitu, saya beli 2 ya, Pak.
Yang mana, nak? Yang merah atau yang hijau?
Yang hijau, Pak.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Tiba waktu bertemu di ujung pintu hariku, ku ingin temukan senyummu untuk hilangkan semua lelahku. Saat kita bersama berdua, tak perlu bersuara tuh kita, saling bicara, saling membaca arti kata. Tak perlu ada mereka. orang selalu punya pendapat berbeda, karena mereka bukan kita. Suara telah mengerti kita tak perlu, temukan ragumu. Ini tentang aku dan kamu dan kita. Seakan dunia kita yang larut dalam cinta.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Dinda Bestari by Toto Salmon. The song tells the story of a man's longing for his lover who has not seen him for a long time. His duty as a soldier who defends the country makes him be separated from his lover. Remembering the good times when they were together, the man could only daydream, imagining the love story with his lover. Well, listener, here is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song Dinda Bestari. Happy listening.
Tak ternilai
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adalah. See you on the next English program.